is a special day for all of us at TMA. Our own Robert Allen reports on our 60th birthday party.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, WTMA. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
That's Grace Fleming, who back in 1939 sang on WTMA. Today she sang Happy Birthday during our 60th anniversary celebration. June 15th, 1939 was WTMA's first broadcast. You are invited to the Westin Francis Marion Hotel today to have birthday cake, win prizes, and meet WTMA personalities of the past and present. The party lasts until 6 tonight. Robert Allen, TMA First News.
Here's the latest weather word on WTMA Tiger Radio.
Let's check the forecast now.
For WTMA AccuWeather, I'm Dave Bauman.
It's 86 in the North Area, 86 downtown. Judy Harrell, TMA First News.
Record stock in the area. Don't you shop a have not shop a have got stores. Fox Music stores. Values galore. And don't forget the LP Club. Fox Music has forever.
From the beautiful Blue Room, the Colonial Room of the Westin Francis Marion Hotel in beautiful downtown Charleston, it's the fabulous 60th anniversary birthday party of WTLA. Starring yours truly, who's that?
Booby.
Welcome aboard. Charlie Bird, Lindsay, until 6 o'clock this evening. We've got the legendary. I saw that in the paper.
Wow, what does that mean? That's scary, legendary. Come on.
The legendary.
Makes Booby it seem like I'm old. Dan, let me ask you something, because I don't know the answer. I've been blaming you for this, but everybody asked me, oh, I remember when you were broadcasting at Piggy Park, you know, overlooking people. I never did that, but I always told them it was you.
No, not
I
at
said
Piggy
it was
Park.
Dan Moon, because I'm not old enough to be the one who did it at Piggy Park.
No, Charlie brought up a good question a minute ago. He said, legendary Booby Nash. And I got to ask you this.
Yes.
How long do you have to live to be a legend?
Who says I'm living? Come on, is this life?
Dan, he is a legend in his own mind.
Yeah. If I had a mind, it would be a legend.
But I think you did up in Columbia originally. You did from Doug Broom's or whatever.
We did the drive-in thing.
Who did the Piggy Park thing?
Doug Randall did it. Doug Randall. Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, RJ and I were talking earlier. You know, this is like the punishment from hell. You had to do Saturday night at the patio. I guess it was down here on Cannon Street.
Yeah.
Broadcast from the little booth.
Yeah, I said Piggy Park. It was called Patio.
Patio.
RJ did it, but I think Doug Clements did most of us. He was known on the air as Doug Randall.
That's the morning mayor.
Yeah,
my wife used to hang out down there.
At the patio?
How dare you, yes.
Probably because of Doug.
I don't want to discuss it.
That was the hangout, one of them.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, you talk about those old days of broadcasting from a top drive-in restaurants. Went through a phase, and I think it basically was late 50s, early 60s, mid-60s, I think. And it just, I don't know, phased out. It went out about the same time the drive-in theaters went out. You notice that? Must have
you know, the next thing that came after we all went back into the studio, then someone got the great idea. I think it began in Toronto. Was to have showcase studios. That's where you would put in the big windows and pick a place downtown.
Sure.
And then you would broadcast and people would walk through the window. What the Today Show ended up doing.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. But if you stop and think about it, about 10 years ago, we started doing this thing called the Friday Morning Broadcast. Took our talk show out on location.
Right.
Which really, if you stop and think about it, was just a recycling of what you did years ago, from like the patio or those storefront broadcasts.
Moon was just a recycling.
We all are. Welcome to the recycle bin here.
Listen, guys, both of you have been here long enough to know what I'm talking about here. A lot of things that people do in broadcast today are what we all did 30, 35, 40 years ago.
Well, I was told when I went into radio that nothing was new in radio.
There's very little new.
Reshifted it a little bit.
And that's probably very
else.
True.
Right.
Guys, we've got Buddy on the line. And let's say, good afternoon, Buddy. Welcome aboard WTMA. How are you? Buddy, are you with us? Oh, Buddy of
Hello?
Mine.
Oh,
Hello?
Buddy.
Buddy, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Buddy, what you got on your mind, Buddy?
I just want to ask what happened to CJ and Buzz.
CJ and Buzz.
Well, first of all,
they got married and lived happily ever after, I think, didn't they?
They picked out furniture and they're doing well. All right. Now, Buzz was in town recently, and I think he just left. Radio's like that. I'll tell you what, Charlie Bird Lindsay is a real institution or belongs in one because
the
he
ladder.
Stayed in one place, in one market, and so did I. Dan Moon's been in the market for years. But most disc jockeys or radio personalities or whatever you want to call the jokesters usually only last about 3 years and then they move on. The three-year average was given on a national level. I don't know what it is today, but when I was going, it was unusual for anyone to stay longer than about a year and a half, 2 years in any given place. Buzz has been in and out of town so many times that and CJ, if they ever catch him, no. I don't know where he's
hey,
at.
Hey, buddy.
Yes.
I saw Buzz, I guess, about a year ago.
He was on your station not long ago.
Huh?
About a year ago. He did
about a year ago. Yeah. I saw him. I ran into him over in Mount Pleasant. Now, whether he's still around today, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like Booby said. He kind of floats in and floats out.
But I'll tell you one thing about Buzz Bowman. He's one of the nicest people I have met. He's a real person. You know, there are people in radio, they live in a dream world. I used to live in a dream world, and it was a world all their own. Buzz was just real.
Yeah.
You know, you could sit and talk with him, and he knew his radio business, but he was a fun guy. He never took anything too serious.
Buddy, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to News Talk 1250 TMA. By the way, if you'd like to chat, Charlie Bird Lindsay, our Mr. Squeakbox there, our Dan Moon, our Booby Nash, our R.J. Kite. You can dial us up at 556-1250 locally, long distance 1-800-737-1250, R-Touch Star 1250 on your cellular phone. I think the secret to staying in one market a long period of time is if you work cheap enough, you can stay.
You know, you hit it on the head, Charlie. You really did.
You got to pick out whether you want to stay here and work cheap and raise a family or drag them all over the country for bigger prices, and every time you move, you lose.
That's right. Did you do radio for money?
Not really. Very little.
If Chuck Smith ever found out that I didn't even care if I got paid, he would have really flipped. But I really didn't care. I mean, I always tell people when they're growing up and they don't know what they want to do with their life, do what makes you happy. What is your hobby? Can you make money out of it? That's what you ought to do. You got to do what makes you happy. Could you do it for free?
That's the secret. If you would do it, even if you had to do it free, that's your calling in life.
That's
and
right.
Dan used to tell me stories years ago. Among the clean ones he used to tell me was about he had a little radio studio actually set up in your home where you'd practice and play disc jockey.
That was the craziest thing in the world, Boop. I don't know whether you ever did anything like that or not, but
yes, I did. Uh-huh.
I was hanging around a radio station in Columbia at the time, WNOK Radio up in Columbia, still there, I think. But I used to go in early in the morning, about 5:30, and get with the program director, whose name was Jack Cook. He used to call himself Handy Andy on the radio in the morning.
another phony name.
But I'd get with old Jack. I'll tell you about it. Talking about old commercials, some of the old commercials that Jack used to do up there after a while. He used to sell meat for Shumpert's Meat Market over in Lexington. I'll have to do one of those for you in just a minute. But anyway, I'd go and hang around the radio station, and I was fascinated by it. So I ordered a thing called a Babycom out of the Allied Radio Catalog. Gosh, this is like 1953
yeah,
or something
50,
like
yeah,
that, you know,
uh-huh.
And ordered this thing. And all it was intended to do was sit in a baby's room, and it broadcast on the AM frequency. And you could change it anywhere from 5:30 on the dial up to
1600.
And what you do is set this thing on any unused frequency. that a radio station wasn't using in your area. And this thing would transmit about 300 feet, so you could go next door or to another room in the house and turn the radio on and monitor the baby's room. You see what I mean?
Yeah, right.
But I didn't see it as a baby intercom. I saw it as a radio transmitter.
There you go.
And I had an old ham buddy of mine soup that thing up, you know what I mean? It wasn't supposed to go over 300 feet. We had that sucker going about 8 miles, man, you know. Had about 1,000 feet of little green wire strung around the trees up there in my neighborhood. And that's early days
of
radio.
The whole story really surprised me that you thought you really needed to practice.
Guys, you know who's still on the phone with us? We've got Hippie Harold. Are you still there? Harold Fox from Fox Music House. Hippie, are you still there?
Yes, I am back.
Okay, you're back with us. We're talking...
When the news break came up, I was going to mention one thing.
All right.
Did you, all day long, I've been listening off and on, have you mentioned Jack Gale?
Jack Gale.
There's the guy's name I was
Jack
asking.
Gale.
Did the morning show before I got
here. He did the morning
here.
Show from the mid-50s to the late-50s.
Yeah. Now, wasn't Gale the guy who used to have the piano in the studio and play piano in the morning? And I think he came up with I'm the Old King Street Singer. And he used to make up a jingle for his clients.
He helped Sonny Gilbert write that song.
Sure.
And he also opened a record shop up right across the street from my store.
Oh, that wasn't good.
And we were friendly and unfriendly competitors, depending on one day.
How dare
what day. But I do remember one time I had a brand new sports jacket that I had purchased at one of the better stores downtown. And I went over to see Jack about something, and he said, Harold, that is a lovely jacket you have on. In 5 years, it should be back in style again.
Harold, I think you're still wearing that jacket when I came to town.
Yes, I never threw anything away.
Is that green one that you always wore?
No, it was the plaid one. I think it was plaid, red, green, and white.
Oh,
or something.
That one. Oh, yeah. My.
Hey, Harold.
Looked like a little test pattern.
Yes.
Harold, this is Dan. I remember one time, and Charlie, you'll remember this. We used to talk about having fun in our radio business. We were working at old WQSN over on 10th Avenue by the Citadel down there. Charlie, you remember the night we sat in there and we used to stay up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning just messing around and
drinking.
Recording stuff and all that? The Buck Owens had a group called the Buckaroos.
I remember that.
The band was the Buckaroos. And they put an album out, and the album was nothing but the background to all the Buck Owens hit songs. You know, like I've Got a Tiger by the Tail and the various other ones. But I saw, and even had the chorus, the background chorus,
right.
I saw it as an opportunity to get in there and record my own version of I've Got a Tiger by the Tail.
Oh, boy.
And I did this, you know, and put it with the Buck Owens and the Buckaroos in the background and all that. Played it on the air one day. I'll be darned if we didn't start getting requests for it. Didn't tell them who it was. Started getting requests for it. And I'd send them down to Fox's Music House. I said, go down and see old Harold Fox at Fox's Music House. Tell him you want that Dan Moon record called I've Got a Tiger by the Tail. I don't know whether you had anybody ever come in there, Harold, but I was sending them down there left and right.
Well, we didn't sell any, I'll tell you that much, because we didn't have any.
I don't see how you could sell it. It wasn't even available.
But you know what's amazing? In the 60s, we were calling him Old Harold Fox. Can you imagine what he must look like now?
Oh,
I think this isn't television,
Harold Fox.
I look young now, just like the rest of you guys.
But you know, we're talking, what about some things that that happened off of the air that if you did today, you'd get fired for. Dan may remember some of these. Over at QSN, they used to have the microphone hanging down from the ceiling right in front of the guy, but they moved that out. So we'd get up in the attic at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning with a night guy, and while he was reading the news headlines, drop a snake or a broom handle or whatever down the deal, and yahoo, it's all over Nelly.
I do remember one time I was over there, and someone was reading the news, and someone else dropped a pitcher of water right on top of his hands and the news.
Well, there was, when we were at QSN, it was right next to Hobo Creek, and they had these little fiddler crabs that would run up in the afternoon. We got a whole big old bucket of those things, and there was a guy by the name of Val McGinnis who was afraid of spiders, just deathly afraid of them. So we put him in one of these humongous ashtrays and just put a piece of cardboard over the top. It got time for the news. We slid out of the studio, lifted the top off of the ashtray. During the newscast, here come the little fiddler crabs running right over the news. And I can't tell you what Val actually reported that night.
Well, you know, years ago, I was talking to someone off the radio this afternoon that in the days that we were on, a lot of times we would do the disc jockey program, but then we'd also have to do the news. So you would be wild and crazy guy, you big banana, you big bag of doorknobs, and then you'd say, and now for the news. And then you had to get real serious. And what you would do is just rip off the news off the wire, and it'd be one long sheet of news. And you remember Randy Scott, bless his heart.
Yeah.
He was over at QSM, but he was at TMA for a while. And this was on a Saturday. There was no newsman, and I was clowning around, and I ran into the newsroom while the record was on and ripped off this long sheet of news that I had to read. And going into the news, he did something that cracked me up, and I started reading the news laughing. I said, now in the the news. And you know what he did?
What?
He lit that thing on fire down at the bottom of it, underneath the console, and all of a sudden the smoke was coming up from my lap while I'm trying to read the news, and we never did finish that newscast.
Hey, it's the big 60th birthday party on News Talk 1250 WTMA. We're going to pause for the cause. We'll be back with more conversation and chatter and a lot of other meaningless things with Booby Nash, Charlie Bird Lindsay, Dan Moon, R.J. Kite, and a host of others on News Talk 1250 WTMA.
Have a wonderful day right here beside TMA Afternoon.